Welcome, and thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 28th of July, 2022. The Bible reading for today is from Revelation chapter 5, verses 8 to 14. The four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb. Each one had a harp, and they were holding golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of God's people. And they sang a new song, saying, "You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, because you were slain, and with your blood you purchased for God persons from every tribe and language and people and nation. You have made them to be a kingdom and priests to serve our God, and they will reign on the earth." Then I looked and heard the voice of many angels, numbering thousands upon thousands and 10,000 times 10,000. They encircled the throne and the living creatures and the elders. In a loud voice they were saying, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise." Then I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and on the sea and all that is in them saying, "To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be praise and honor and glory and power forever and ever." The four living creatures said, "Amen." And the elders fell down and worshipped. Today's article, titled "When the Whole World Sings," was written by Mart Dehaene. A commercial jingle of the 1970s inspired a generation. Created as part of Coca-Cola's The Real Thing ad campaign, a British group called The New Seekers eventually sang it as a full-length song that climbed to the top of the music charts around the world. But the original television version was sung by young people on a hilltop outside of Rome. Whimsical as it was, with visions of honeybees and fruit trees, many viewers resonated with the songwriter's desire to teach the world to sing with the heart and harmony of love. The Apostle John describes something like that idealized dream, only vastly greater. He envisioned a song sung by every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and on the sea and all that is in them. There's nothing whimsical about this anthem. Nothing could be more realistic than the price paid by the one to whom this song is sung. Neither could there be anything more foreboding than the visions of war, death, and consequence that his sacrifice of love would have to overcome. Yet, this is what it took for the Lamb of God to bear our sin and defeat death, overcome our fear of death, and teach all heaven and earth to sing in perfect harmony. Let's pray. Father in heaven, please help me to sense the wonder of what you've done to give me a song that can be sung in joy by everyone and every living creature. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.